Look, Out there, ahead, on the starboard bow.
Quick, man, hard aport. It may be a mine.
Ahead of the ship, something was floating and rolling lazily on the sea. Something, but what? A ship caution altered the posture of this close. It was necessary to have a good look at it, and to see what one could see, close, but without touching it. It was not advisable to come in contact with objects of any form floating carelessly about.
Small wreckage, perhaps. But there couldn't be any wreckage here.
No. The last reported torpedoes were a long way westward. But one never knows. There may have been others that weren't reported, gone with all hands.
Oh. Seems to be a barrel. Here, have a look through the glasses, sir.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is an obvious proof of what we suspected all along. The certain neutrals round there haven't been quite so neutral as they should have been.
U-boats?
Replenishing the stores of U-boats. Somewhere not so very far off, either.
This is why we'd be able to be lying about like this.
Why, indeed.
Almost looks as though it had been done on purpose.
What on earth for?
More probably it was an oversight.
Well, it's proof of what we were pretty certain of before.
And plain, too.
And much good it will do. The party that might have been. The new boat exit to kill. And the noble neutral, sitting over to the eastward, ready with a pack of lies.
Oh, sure, they won't have to lie very much. Fellows like that, unless caught in the act, are pretty safe.
Yeah, I suppose they can afford to suffer. They probably don't even cut out black with a bit of evidence left behind. The game where practice makes you bold and successful too.
Oh, well, perhaps this will be once too often.
The fog's coming up again. A solid white wall of it. In 5 minutes, we're in the thick of it. Great convolutions of paper flew over, swirling about our masks and colour, which looked as if they were beginning to melt. So they vanished. The ship was stopped, all silent feet, the very fog that they making, growing denser as it hollowed, with amazing and dumb immobility. Nearly their faces lost sight of each other. Thick steps sounded stationary, rare voices, impersonal and remote, died away without resonance. A blind, white-skinned, thick possession of the world.
Well, what do we do now? Here, wait a minute. The fog's lifting.
Our only impression. Look, there's the shoreline again. Ah, that should be better. Right. Now I know where I am again. They're going in for it.
Yes,
it's fine, all right. I know this stick of coat like the back of my hand. That steep there is a southern shore of a fjord. We're going to ease round into it and stick tight for the weather men. If they don't see one, then they can drop anchor. Keep the legs when you're swinging out. So they with infinite caution and patience, they crept in closer and closer, seeing no more of the ship than the effervescent dark loom of a narrow border of angry foam at its foot. At the moment of anchoring, the fog was so thick, all they could see there might have been 1,000 miles out in the open sea. Yet the shelter of the land could be felt. There's a peculiar quality in the stillness of the air, very faint, very elusive. The wash of the ripple against the encircling land reached their ears in mysterious, sudden pause. Well, that's that. With about 0.5 miles between us and the other side of the fjord, if we stay here till the fog lifts, we get a chance to see what they're doing again.
Well, it seems to be lifting already, sir.
Back there, toward the open sea, I drove it down. Quite a bright set.
Here, wait a minute. What's that? Give me the glasses. I could almost swear.
Well, you'd be right, then. There's another ship out there, lying at anchor.
Yes, but hang on it. It was the one that we didn't run back into her when we came in.
Don't we knew?
Why didn't you make a good run, rung a bell?
You must have heard it coming in.
We came in pretty quietly, admittedly, but they must have heard our lips, at least. We couldn't have passed them more than 50 yards off.
Right. What you might call a close shave.
We never heard a sound from it. Fellows on board must have been holding their breath.
I rather think that's what they were doing, sir.
Have you better take a look at them, sir?
I think we better have. At first, I suppose he was just a trooper standing too.
I'm not so sure the more I think about it. In fact, I've got a lot of calls here.
Laura Bolton from the boarding party across the rock. I want to know a little more about that ship. All right, sir. The boat was lowered and moved away into the fog. The white swirl of vapor that lay on the water followed it up as though it had been sunk. Only the shadowy outline of the mystery which remained afloat above the drifting white ship. For a quarter of an hour was utter silence, and then the boarding party returned, appearing suddenly alongside. The officer in charge came up to make his report. Well, what is he, a coaster?
No, sir, a stranger, a neutral.
Oh, really? Well, tell us a little bit more about it, then. What's he doing here, anyway?
Oh, they say they've had engine trouble, so they put him here to keep out of the weather.
Did you know? Well, how did they get in here if they had engine trouble?
I asked them that, sir, but they said they were drifting about in the fog for 3 days, and the wind got up, and they simply ran before it when they saw where it was taken.
What about the ship's papers?
Now, papers in perfect order, sir. I checked them carefully. The sails had gotten there last Monday, 8 days ago, with a cargo from Newcastle. General merchandise, all taken with a manifest. From what I could hear, they say she's quite in the clear.
She is, eh?
Well, the master said he didn't know where they were, said they'd been drifting about so long in the fog, he didn't have any good idea of his position. He asked me for a bearing, but I didn't give him one till I'd checked with you, sir.
Good. Just one thing. What about our engines now? Are they still disabled?
No, sir. She has steam on them.
Oh, she has. Number one, you know, I think you were right after all. They were holding their breaths as we passed them. They certainly were. Number one, I don't like it. I don't like it one little bit. Somewhere around here, we know very well a German U-boat is being restocked, probably by a neutral vessel. Here in this fjord, we find a neutral vessel hiding away in the fog.
But her story was perfectly plausible, just a little bit too plausible to my mind.
What did you make of the cool, Johnson?
Oh, beautiful lot, sir. The engineer, quite typical, I should say. Very full of the way they repaired their engine. The mate a bit surly, perhaps. Not much English. The master, rather an impressive sort of a fellow in his words. Typical Scandinavian. Typical rough, but crippled and beaten. Seemed to be recovering from a regular bout of it.
Oh, did he? What instructions did you give him?
Well, I told him I couldn't give him permission to proceed, sir. He said he wouldn't dare to move his ship for own length out in a fog like this. Permission or no permission. Left the man on board all said.
Quite right. Well, keep an eye on as much as you can with all this talk about. Keep your ears open.
Aye, aye, sir.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a bit too suspicious, but I can't help feeling that this very plausible ship may very well have been the one that had a rendezvous with that U-boat out there.
But you could never prove it, sir.
Well, I don't know. I want to have a look at it myself.
But from the report we've had, I'm afraid you couldn't even make a case for reasonable suspicion, sir. Could you?
I'd go on board all the same. Must another boarding party.
All right, sir.
What did I expect to find? Well, I couldn't have told anybody, not even myself. I went aboard. The master, large, robust, Scandinavian, led the way to the staff room.
Not very comfortable, but yes, while I am at sea, this is where I live.
Aha.
Oh, this is easy. What can I do for you?
Oh, it's nothing. It's merely a routine check. Your papers appear to be in order.
No, of course. If it had not been for trouble with the engineers here, we would have been in England, in Newcastle.
Instead of which?
We are here.
Aha.
No, what I mean is, I don't know where they are. We meet yesterday, last Monday, last week, and Tuesday, I am somewhere south of here, and my engine breaks down. It drifts into the fog, I don't know where, and the wind gets up, and we are put in here. Since then, there has been nothing but fog again.
Ah, so you've been anchored here all that time?
Yeah, that's right, 4 days. So it is enough to drive a man out of his mind. Why are you like this? This is my own. Your officer has seen the case of this. If you think much that you can do for yourself, just an old cargo boat that is a bare living for my family. Those are their pictures up there.
Well, you've been making a fortune for your family with this old ship before you finish.
Yes, easy.
I mean, out of the war.
Well, country boy. Well, but of that, you wouldn't be angry about it, would you? Oh, you are too much of a gentleman. We didn't bring this board on you.
No, I suppose we didn't.
Oh, and suppose we sat down and cried. What good would that be? Oh, let those cry who made all the trouble. Oh, time is money, you think, in English. Well, this time is money. Yes, it is money, all right.
Well, I'm glad you're satisfied. Well, I suppose you've made it perfectly clear that the war's not your fault and why you're here. Your logbook confirms that very minutely. Of course, a logbook may be cooked.
Yeah,
I say a logbook may be cooked, fixed, used as an alibi. Something easier.
Oh. But you can't suspect me of anything. My cargo is made up for an English port in Newcastle.
True.
Now, how can you suspect me? And what is it you suspect me of doing?
Well, I haven't said that I do suspect you. What makes you think I might?
But that is what you said about the logbook.
Well, I find your lines here will steam up. I do in the fall.
But my engines have been repaired, so at last I can get steam up again.
Why didn't you make yourself known when you heard us coming into the pier?
Why, I mustn't get stuck for my idea of nothing at all.
I wondered what he'd do if I accused him to his face of being what I suspected he was. I turned away in disgust and went up on the deck. But I had the crew mustard formula for the new forces. You the chief engineer?
Yeah.
What's been the trouble with your engine, the chief? Your engine broke down, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. The main seat became loose. And the steam was not right in the cylinder. Also, the condenser chamber was wrong.
Where was this?
A bit ago. Last Tuesday.
You the mate?
Yeah.
Let me see your papers.
Oh, here.
Where did you join this ship?
The other boy?
When?
3 months ago.
This is your first trip to Hull?
We are not bound for Hull. We are bound for Newcastle.
I could discover no flaw in the logbook story. At last I returned to the chart room. The master still lingered there. The ship had been drinking while out of the way on deck. I guess you're wondering at my proceedings. Though I'm not detaining you, am I? I mean, you wouldn't care to move in this fog.
I don't know where I am.
Earlier today, I saw something out there that makes me suspect. It's not so very long since a U-boat was contacted and restocked. But by a neutral vessel.
Oh, I see. But you only suspect that. You have no proof.
Oh, well, perhaps not. But I also have my information. That's why I happen to be here at all. My shooting is too good for people with confused neutrality in that sort of manner.
Yes, perhaps.
No, there's no perhaps about it.
No, you are right. But what about the tempest? You better kill off that lot. Have you ever seen a poor man on one side and have his bag of gold on the other? Oh, of course, I couldn't be tempted. I haven't nerve for it. Oh, I don't know if there's nothing to me. I just spoke openly for once.
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Well, now that I know you have no suspicions, I talk. You don't know what a poor man is. I do. I'm poor myself. This old ship here in Mutton is molded to barely no more. Well, of course, I wouldn't have to learn, but a man who has to learn is taking his stuff and takes aboard, looks like other cargo packages, barrels, tools, copper tubes, whatnot. He doesn't see his work, he doesn't believe in something, but he sees the gold. That's the of course, not you, it is you. Me, I suffer from an internal disease. I would go crazy with anxiety or take a drink or something. Now, the risk is so great, it would be ruin.
If of the death.
Whatever it is, not into me, I am not one of those.
No, of course not. Well, I'm going to tell you fellows off this coast at once, all of you. Now, begin with you. You must leave in half an hour.
Well, leaving this fog.
Yes, you'll have to go in this fog.
But I don't know where I am. I tell you, 3 days I drifted lost in the fog.
You do know how to get out, don't you? Well, I'm giving you your course. You steer south by east, half east, for about 4 miles, then you'll be clear to hold to the west of your port. The weather will clear up before very long.
But please, in weather like this, I tell you, I haven't the nerve to do it.
I'm ordering you to do it. Unless you want me.
No, I tell you, I have had enough. Oh,
we'll leave within the next half hour. You've seen, and I've given you your course.
But the police, I do not know where I am.
I've given you your course.
Then there we go. I have no choice.
I returned to my ship, leaving the master standing there as if he were rooted to the deck. Within the next 10 minutes, I heard their anchor being weighed. Then, suddenly in the fog, she steamed away out of the fjord on to her given course. That's the end of the tale.
In fact, you let him go.
Now listen. That call would lead the ship straight onto the rock beyond the mouth of the fjord. He steamed out, ran into them, and went down. So, he had spoken the truth. He did not know where he was.
But surely...
I prove nothing. Nothing other way. It would have been the only truth in all this story. The truth will be driven out by a menacing stare. Nothing more.
And you mean?
I ought to give that question. It seems to me the supreme test.
I believe.
No. No, I don't believe that.
I don't know.
At the time I was killed, they all went down. I don't know whether I've done stern retribution or murder. I don't know. I shall never know.
Oh, my God. Poor.
I shall never know.